previously on Compassion Radio.
Enough is enough. We're getting too many calls that we're a retirement home. We're dropping the rest. And he was known for taking bold steps like that.
As good pastors must do sometimes.
That's right. That's right.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do. And this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Tracking the triumph of God in every nation on earth. You've tuned to the daily radio ministry journal known as Compassion Radio. Thank you for being there today, friend. You're probably familiar with the oft-quoted phrase, standing on the shoulders of giants, attributed most notably to Sir Isaac Newton, among others over the centuries. Well, here at Compassion Radio, our president and speaker, Bram Floria, knows that phrase all too well. And it just so happens, so does our special guest today, Charles Morris of Haven Today Ministries. Today, we're going to continue our conversation from yesterday. In fact, the first few minutes contain material carried over from last time in order to give us a bit of conversation context. So we started off with Bram reflecting on the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Norm Nelson.
It's been about 8 months since we've lost Norm. So, of course, our people have heard and reiterated that to us, that we really miss Norm. They are asking questions about how are you going to go forward now? What's the style going to be like? What can we expect of the future of Compassion Radio? So those are very natural questions and natural progressions, and they deserve answers. And I've been trying to take them personally and one at a time as people ask them. But we're also at that point of having developed a new mission statement. The board's demanding that of me because it's right for us to have vision that will carry forward with a priority list of things that are essential values and things that we're going to try to do on behalf of our Compassion Radio listeners and partners in the years to come. But those are not easy transitions to make. You've been through that. So I want to start exploring that question of following in the footsteps of these great men of God, not perfect, as you said, but genuine men of God who knew the Word and loved Jesus. You now follow them. Let's talk a bit about what it's like to be the one to now be, quote unquote, holding the reins and connecting with your audience.
That's a big issue, a big topic. And, I'm 18 years in and still trying to come up with the perfect mission and vision statements. And, you know, I always appreciate it when I'm at a board meeting of Haven Ministries and somebody wants the 5-year plan or the 10-year plan. And now I talk to enough management consultants, Christian and non-Christian, who say, you just can't lay that out. It's not so easy. You know, it sounded good 10 years ago or 20 years ago, but I guess the way I hear it from most people, and it seems to be borne out in practical experience for me, is you need a plan, you need a roadmap, but the signs are always changing, and there are always twists and turns in the road. There's a hurricane that's going to go along, and it's going to cause some big potholes or ruts, or you're going to lose power for a while, and you can't anticipate that. You just have to walk daily with the Lord and say, all right, Lord, this doesn't seem like this fits the plan. What do you want us to do now?
It seems like when we talk about Moses, and we act like things are written in stone all the time, but even God had to write it down twice. The Ten Commandments were about the only thing that he committed to stone that stands the test of time. The rest of the things that really stand the test of time are the things that are written on living stone. In people's hearts, which are sensitive and willing to adapt to what God presents them. This generation is no different. Of course, we've talked a lot in our program about how quick the Great Commission could truly be wrapped up. That in the technical sense, that every body of people, every language group, every tongue on the planet could have the gospel in their tongue and be speaking it and sharing it with their tribe or country. By the end of this century, it could really happen. But this is not something that is happening because someone declared an edict and wrote it in stone. It's because people were willing to be really flexible and go wherever God would lead them to the unexpected. And I feel like we're stepping off as a ministry into the unexpected again in 2018. You probably feel the same way.
Sure. Well, every year.
How did you personally deal with that?
Well, I hate as a Christian to use the word evolve, but I'll use the word evolve, Bram. It's a good word for sometimes to talk about what's going on. When I became the speaker and president of what was Haven, we were doing 3 minutes of teaching, 3 minutes of music. And I remember the late Ray Ortland coming in about a year after I had taken over, and we were having lunch one day and we tried to stay in touch. He was such an encourager to everybody, but also to me. And we'd put on a song that was like 6 minutes long.
That's a big change.
But then I had actually done a message that was 8 minutes long. And it wasn't three. And that was kind of radical,
yes,
you know, for its day. We really changed because the world changes. And we changed because we could. Because we could on a Sunday night, Osama bin Laden was assassinated. And I remember watching the announcement coming out of the White House, and it was going to come. And our producer and I were on the phone, and we said, you know, it's a big deal. We better change the program. So here it was, the middle of the night. We're changing the program again. And we don't do that every day, of course, but we do it often enough because Christians deserve to not only know what's going on in the world, they're going to get that from the secular media, but how do they relate that to their faith? How does that fit in with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? How does that fit in with what Scripture teaches? And then how do we react when a Harvey hits Texas, or the week later another big hurricane will hit Florida, or, you know, wildfires in California in the month of December, proportions that are, you know, apocalyptic, not from a Hollywood movie set either. But that is our world. That's the reality that we're living in today.
I know that we as a ministry are having learned how to be more responsive to those immediacies domestically, because our listeners know us to be a very internationally focused ministry. And that will remain the case because we want to bring the world to us here in the West in ways that they probably wouldn't get from other sources, and do that on a reliable basis. So we are committed to a timely bringing of that world knowledge of the world body of Christ, the kingdom around the world. So that's our primary focus. But it does not mean that we don't care about what's happening around us here locally. And so I know the challenge will be upon us to be more timely in those kind of things. But I am convinced that we live in reactionary times.
Yes.
The media, even Christian media, is constantly knee-jerk. And I'm not trying to pontificate here myself either, but I just notice that there's an awful lot of what seems to be a well of anger that just wells up every time something goes wrong in the world, and then the church yells about it for a while. I don't want to be about reacting to things. I do believe that the Holy Spirit has a response to every circumstance, and it's not always a quiet response. Sometimes it really is deeply and profoundly emotional. But I do believe that the baseline of peace and joy are what we're shooting for more than the response of anger and happiness. So you've done a really good job, Charles, of guiding that.
Well, I think, Bram, I look to Compassion Radio as this concept, which Norm Nelson was so good at, of traveling around the world, discovering what is the Lord doing in other places. And I think in the light of history, if you could look at the church in the United States of America, what will go down in history, I'll use the old Christian word, as the Lord tarries, but, you know, if the Lord doesn't come back again in the next 10 years, 50 years, whatever, what will American Christianity in the 1990s and then in the early 2000s, what will it be known as? Yeah. And I fear it will be known as a people group who had proclaimed their faith in Christ but had forgotten their first love and had forgotten the idea of the Great Commission. And I don't want to die and go in front of the Lord and be asked, why didn't you think about taking the kingdom to other places? Yeah. And not just be self-satisfied where you are. And that's the comfort zone of living in America.
Yes, it is.
And it's, as yet, doesn't seem to be going away. And then the other thing that surprises Christians around the world when I travel is how intertwined the politics of an American Christian has become with their faith. And the two need to be separated because the two are not one and the same.
I feel the same thing with every issue we address, because we'll get these profound letters of thank you for finally opening up my mind to this issue from a biblical, but more than that, a spiritual perspective. that the Holy Spirit is bringing life to us to understand these people need us and that God wants us to participate in something that we have not been doing yet. And then at the same time, we'll get mailed back from people saying, I can't believe you spoke against this person or this thing or this agency. We're not speaking against anybody. We are absolutely speaking for the kingdom. But it feels like that. And it seems to me like surgeons were having to untangle these muscles that have grown around nerves. And in doing that, the nerve feels very yanked on. But it's the only thing that's keeping us connected to the Holy Spirit. So we have to do some uncomfortable things or say some uncomfortable things sometimes as good medicine, as a way to identify, as you said, the difference between the spiritual and the political. And I do think it's going to be the challenge that you and I face in the next few years, especially to not speak against things, but speak for the body and for what God's doing in the life of His church, His way, in His places.
Gonna sneak in here for just a moment, and we'll get right back to the program. But first, here's a word from Bram's wife, Sandy Floria, on the season of Advent.
Hi, this is Sandy Floria. As we move into the Advent season and the celebration of Christ's birth, we pause to reflect on the past year. This year, I have been reminded of the generosity of so many of you, our Compassion Radio partners. Thank you for your notes and emails of encouragement and prayer support for this ministry as we've gone through so much transition this year. Your words of support and prayer have been encouraging to us. They've encouraged us to move forward with our mission of bringing stories of hope and God's work from around the world. Compassion Radio does just that, and you've partnered with us throughout this year. It's been a blessing to us, to our family, and to the ministry. And now, as we look toward the new year, we want you to know we value your partnership more than ever. We are committed to bring you the stories of God's work around the world, but we can't do it without you. Would you consider continuing that partnership with us throughout the next year? Please prayerfully consider a generous gift for the ongoing ministry of Compassion Radio. Thank you, and may God bless you this holiday season.
You can reach us by phone at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or on the World Wide Web at CompassionRadio.com. In fact, our website recently underwent a whole new reboot. So check it out when you get a minute. We'd love to get your feedback. CompassionRadio.com. Let's get back now to the interview.
Well, Bram, my own personal mission that the Lord has given me just the last 5 years or so is to shine the light of what's happening with the gospel, the growth of the kingdom in other places that most American, even American Christians, don't think about too much, maybe don't even care about so much. But that spotlight of what's happening with the gospel in other places, whether it's Iraq or Cuba or before that China or when the Soviet Union fell that many listeners would recall, all of that should be an encouragement to us where we live in a day in a land of cushy Christianity. And so living on the edge, I think, is a call that every Christian, if you're truly following the Lord, I think that's a call that we have. So shining that spotlight elsewhere shines the spotlight of the gospel into my heart, and then I want to be able to shine the light of the gospel into the heart of listeners. And now I'm preaching to you, Bram, and I don't mean to do that.
Yeah, it's good. Well, we're preaching common cause here, which is marvelous. Now, we talk about being out on the edge or the far corners of the globe where God's doing His work, but we travel there, so we experience it, but we don't define the edge. The Holy Spirit does. And we find that wherever He is doing His work, His coattails are still stirring up dust. Mm-hmm. And our job is simply to go chase those coattails and find out what He's doing. Mm-hmm. And not be afraid of getting dusty in the process. So our particular focus, being more international, means that we're more dusty, I suppose, than many American missions or programs would be that are based here in the States all the time. But you are, of course, getting dustier as you get around the world, Charles, and I want to explore that some more on another program. But I do want to wrap up these two programs that we've talked about, what it means to be successors, to bring forward a legacy. I want to give you the last word because you're a few steps down the road farther than me. Charles, we've talked about how we've experienced this transition from great and godly men into a new forward-looking ministry with our generation. What would you encourage our listening audience of the Compassion Radio to consider as we face the challenges and the opportunities that God's going to bring us in 2018? Because I know you've had to do this with your listeners over the years. How would you speak to our people today about what we should be about and how to go about doing it?
Well, it may sound ridiculous, but I learned this from my predecessor, the late Ray Ortlund, who was above all a person of prayer. His wife, the late Ann Ortlund, wrote a lot of bestseller books.
Oh, she was a marvelous writer.
As she was. Ray never wrote a bestseller book until he was going somewhere and he asked his church when he was still pastoring the famous Lake Avenue Church in Pasadena, California, great missions-minded church. They had a huge band of prayer warriors joining them. And there was this great revival that broke out.
I remember
and
that.
He didn't plan that. He just asked people to pray.
Yeah.
And God just used it. I remember asking, well, what did you do? Because, you know, I'm saying, well, I'll do the same thing you did.
Yeah.
And he had to gently explain to me, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
And yet there was this great revival. And then, interestingly enough, a book came out of that. Lord, make my life a miracle. And there was even a song that his son-in-law, who was the music director of our quartet at the time, wrote. And that became a bestseller book. But there was no plan for this to be a bestseller. It was just a recounting of how the Lord had laid a burden on his heart to pray. And he got a bunch of people to pray. And he went out and was going someplace. And then this movement of the Spirit took place. I think that's where Christianity works the most. And I think that's where our future lies. It's just a total daily dependence of preaching the gospel to ourselves before we share the gospel with others and know how needy we are, but how strong Christ is. And that the gospel is for us to share with those who don't yet know Jesus, but it's very much an ongoing and deepening relationship with Christ every day for those of us who have faith in Christ. And that's every bit as much of the gospel and sharing the Great Commission, too. I think it works both ways. That makes it exciting because I know what I can't do. You know, I can't bring the budget in. I can lay plans. I can execute plans. I can do all that. One of my assistants, who's now a pastor, he said, I learned more about depending on the Lord working in Haven Ministries than any other context in my life, growing up in the Christian home as a missionary kid. And he said, constantly, we had to be on our knees because that's the only way that we could make it, to just wait for the hand of the Lord. That's kind of a nice place to be, Brian.
That is. And, of course, we are certainly at that place as a ministry ourselves. We're on our knees constantly. And folks, it's not just about the money. We are depending upon God moving through people like you to believe in what we do and where we go and the body of people that we reach out there in the world and then share the stories with you. We want you to be behind that financially. But I find myself more and more dependent on the Lord just for the vision thing. What do we even talk about on the program today? Who should we even call? Who has God divinely appointed for us to connect with on behalf of all the Compassion Radio partners out there? He's got a plan. My job is to be sensitive to how His Spirit is leading us, and it drives me to a deep place of prayer just in the pursuit of that, because I don't know where it's coming from next. But I'm overjoyed every time I see His hand moving that way, or something beautiful happens, or somebody I did not expect to meet, I meet. And they say something that just transforms the day. That is the daily mission that I sense is growing in me, and it certainly brings me to my knees more often than ever before.
If God could love us so much that He would send His love by stooping to us and sending His Son, that's grace.
Yeah.
That's pure grace. And love, you know, by definition is affection of one person to another person, but God's love is stooping down to us and giving us grace, and grace is what gives us the power to keep going. Not only that, not to keep going for the sake of going, but for the sake of seeing His kingdom come in as we await His return.
Amen to that. And there's a lot of Maranatha between you and I. We've trust that God's going to bring that day, and we look forward to it with great eagerness. So, friend, I'm going to borrow you now in your spiritual wisdom and compassion for our people. Would you close us in this two-program series here with a prayer?
Well, Lord, just thank you for the time that Bram and I've had together and that a few other people could listen in as well. Lord, we give our hearts to you. We give our lives to you. We wait for your power to work through us, for your still small voice to give us the wisdom that we lack, to guide us with your mighty hand in the direction that we should take and the road that we should follow. Lord, may our journey be always filled with your love and your mercy, and every day even more grace and power, not from ourselves, but the strength that comes from your Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ abiding in us. Lord, thank you that we've had this opportunity just to kind of pull the curtain back and just talk about what's going on in our hearts and minds and what we're praying about as well. I pray for Bram. I pray for Compassion Radio. I pray for everyone who's listening right now that they would have a strong desire to support the growth of your kingdom through Compassion Radio. Lord, we leave our lives in your hands, but we pray that more lives would be left in your hands as well. And we pray this now in the name of the strong one, King Jesus. Amen.
Amen to that. Friends, I commend to you the work of Haven Today and Charles Morris and the great team of people that he works with. If you have a chance to listen to their program, please do. Of course, their podcast is on their website at haventoday.org. And I would wish you the very best of getting to know him and his ministry, because I know you'll be encouraged by what you hear there. And thank you, Charles, for investing in us as a ministry and for keeping that cross-pollinating going. I want to visit with you again real soon about the current things that God has had you step out beyond your comfort zone as a ministry and how that's kind of intersecting with the things that we care about over here at Compassion Radio. Would you join us again for another program on that?
I would love to, Bram. Thanks for having me.
Well, God bless you, sir. And thank you again for being part of this broadcast. Again, Charles Morris of Haven Today with us on Compassion Radio. Thanks for joining us.
What a great conversation and visit today between Bram Floria and good friend Charles Morris on this Tuesday edition of Compassion Radio. Be sure to share this podcast link with a friend or family member when you go to our website. And thanks in advance for doing so. As we wind things down for today, let us turn again to the sage wisdom and counsel of our former president and host, Norm Nelson.
This is Dr. Norm Nelson. I've got a personal word for you. What exactly is Compassion Radio? Well, you know, I love to answer that question. Compassion Radio is, of course, a thoroughly Christian radio program. But it's also more than a radio program. It is a ministry, a boots-on-the-ground ministry. That is, it serves the spiritual and material needs of people. In carrying out its ministry, it seeks to be obedient to the call of Christ to share His gospel and His compassion with the neediest people in the toughest places on earth. His heart is always with the poor, always with the needy, always with the spiritually hungry. My friend, right now, as we approach year's end, we need your financial support. But you know, we depend 100% on listeners like you to carry out our calling. And in a very real sense, this is your ministry. Whatever is done through Compassion Radio is what you make possible. I'm asking you, send your best gift today. It is tax deductible, and Compassion Radio is a member in good standing of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. That's important because that certification is your guarantee that we meet the highest standards of financial integrity. Thanks so much, my friend, for standing with us here at Compassion Radio.
Friends, a hallmark of this ministry for over two decades is our annual God's Word for China project. It's far and away our most popular project, and it's fairly simple to understand why. The church in China continues to grow at an astonishing rate, around 20,000 a day. That's around 7 million new believers a year in China. Every year, Compassion Radio partners like you play their part in helping supply the booming church with the Bibles they need to train the millions of new converts. We'll send absolutely as many of these Bibles as we can this year as you enable us to. We hope to send thousands and thousands of new Bibles through your above and beyond giving. Our in-country partners can print and deliver these rugged Chinese language Bibles for as little as $6 a piece. How many Bibles would you like to send to the fastest growing church in the world in China? For your gift of $25 or more to our God's Word for China project as we close out 2017, we'd love to send you a handcrafted olive wood ornament made by believers in Bethlehem. Whether you hang it on your Christmas tree or find another special place to display this unique piece of art, you're proclaiming your solidarity with the Christians in China and your faithful partnership with Compassion Radio. Let us know how many you'd like when you contact us today. Reach us at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or find us online at CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram and Sandy Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we'll be back with you again next time with more Compassion Radio.